I want to just take a few minutes to share something with you this morning, and then we're going to pray. And I believe the Lord wants to minister to some people today and feel an anointing for that. And so we're going to get to that in just a minute. But I want to share something with you this morning that I think the enemy's trying to hide from you and from me and from all of us. He doesn't want us to see. And it's something that he tries to keep hidden. And he does a good job of it. And it has to do with us walking in the flesh. And because of that, we don't see everything that God has for us. What the enemy does not want you to know is how blessed you are. He doesn't want you to see that you are blessed. Amen? And he tries to keep that away from you and keep that hidden. Because if he can keep that from you, you'll walk in defeat, you'll walk in worry, you walk in anxiety, you walk in fear, you walk in depression, and because of what you see around us. But I'm praying this morning that God's going to open up your spirit eyes so that you can see further, and you can see in the spirit, and you can see what God has appropriated for you, and that you can understand that you're blessed. Say, I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
And that's what I want to talk about today. I am blessed. Father, we love you so much, and we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, for the blessings of the Lord that are upon us. God, that you've been so good to us, and we just praise you for it. I ask you, Father, to speak to our hearts this morning out of your word, to encourage us and strengthen us. We just give you glory. We give you honor. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, and everybody said amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible says in the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, that we have been blessed with all spiritual blessings. It doesn't say you're going to be blessed. It doesn't say you might be blessed. It doesn't say blessings are coming. It says you have been blessed. And then if you read that first chapter of Ephesians, he goes through a long list of the blessings that we have as children of God, as sons of God, that we are a blessed people. Say, I am blessed. Now, we really need to get a hold of that because we don't talk like that all the time, do we? We don't. And particularly when we talk to ourselves sometimes, we don't think that way, we don't talk that way, we don't act on it. And the reason we don't is because we don't see it. And we don't see it because we're seeing in the flesh, we're seeing in the natural, and we're not seeing in the spirit. When I just see in the natural, I just see the problems that are around me, I see the needs that are around me, I see the sickness that's around me, I see the despair, that's all I see. And I'm not seeing what God wants me to see because I'm not looking in the spirit. I'm not looking through the eyes of the word of God. I'm just looking in the natural. And folks, when all you see is the natural, it will overwhelm you because there's stuff all around us and we all have things in our lives. But God wants you to see further than that. God wants you to see beyond that. So I'm going to try to teach you something real quick that I think the Lord's trying to teach me. And by the way, most of my sermons come out of what God's preaching to me, you know, what I'm learning. And I just share with you what I'm learning and what God's saying to me. I am not standing up here saying I got it all figured out. But this is what God wants us to know. Now, I'm going to read that passage in Ephesians that says we have been blessed with all spiritual blessings. I'm reading this out of the Passion Translation. And it says, every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm has already been lavished upon us as a love gift from our wonderful heavenly Father. Amen. I'm going to read it again. I might read it 10 times. And then maybe just stop. Every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm has already been lavished upon us as a love gift from our wonderful Heavenly Father. Everything you could ever want, everything you could ever wish for, everything you could ever pray for, everything you could ever long for, God has already lavished upon you every gift, every blessing. Say, I am blessed. Amen. I am blessed. But we don't talk that way. We don't say it. We don't think it because we're looking right here. And when I look right here, if that's all I see, then I don't see that. I'm just seeing in the natural. But see, Paul said, I've learned to be content in every condition that I am in. How can a man possibly be content in every condition that he's in? I'll tell you how Paul could do it. And listen, that Paul said, I learned this. I have learned to be content. Paul learned contentment because he can see further in the Spirit and see through the Word of God rather than just what was happening to him at the time. And Paul had some tough things happen to him. He was beaten. He was stoned. He was left for dead. He was whipped. He was shipwrecked. We could go on and on and on. The man had a lot of problems, but that's not all he saw. If that's all he saw, Paul would have never said the things he said. But Paul understood that he was blessed because he could see further rather than just what was right in front of him. And so because of that, he learned to be in that place of contentment with God. Amen? Now, what he wants us to learn is to begin to see in the Spirit or begin to see in the Word of God to understand that what you see and what you feel and what you hear. Paul said, I'm not moved by those things. I'm not moved by what I see. I'm not moved by what I feel. I'm not moved by what I hear. But we often are. We often are. I am sometimes. I get overwhelmed by what's right in my face. And sometimes, because of what's right in my face, I don't see God, and I don't see the Word of God, and I get overwhelmed, and I lose focus. And then I think I got all these problems when I've lost my focus on the Word of God and what God wants me to see, what God wants me to understand. And then we kind of get knocked off our feet, and we get down, and we get discouraged, and we just, the problems of life overwhelm us. But that's because we've temporarily lost sight of God. When Peter stopped and looked at the water and the waves and the storm, when he looked at what was happening in the natural, when he took his eyes off Jesus, when he took his eyes off the promise, when he took his eyes off the Word, he got into trouble. He saw the trouble around him. He saw problems. And he quickly started to sink. The Bible says, keep your eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. We have to keep that focus. And when we lose that focus, we start to sink every time. We are living in a day and age when the work of the demonic is increasing. Folks, it's all around you and it's getting stronger. And if ever there was a time when the people of God need to keep their eyes on Jesus, it is now. To stay focused on Him, to stay focused on the Word of God, to stay focused on the promises of God. And there's an important reason for that. Things have to happen in the spirit realm before they happen in the earthly realm. God calls those things that be not as though they were. So when you start, you say, well, Glenn, how do I do that? Because man, what I'm seeing right now, I'm seeing a lot of problems. I'm seeing a lot of, you're standing there telling me I'm blessed, and I'm looking around, and I don't see it. I'll just be honest with you. I don't see the blessings of the Lord. I don't see what you're talking about. You're telling me I'm blessed. You're having us all say I am blessed, but I don't see it. But you have to bring it into existence. You have to see it first in the spirit before you're going to see it in the flesh and before you're going to see it in the natural. You've got to start seeing yourself as blessed, even though in the natural you don't see it. You got to start calling those things that be not as though they were. Amen? So that when you've got that problem, you say, you know what? I'm blessed in the name of Jesus. I'm blessed by the Word of God. I'm blessed because the promises of the Lord. And you may have family members saying, well, you can say that, but I don't see it. Well, you don't see what I see. You don't hear what I hear. I'm looking at the Word of God. I know because of the Word of God, I'm blessed coming in and coming out. I know my finances are blessed. I know my life is blessed. I know my children are blessed. I know my home is blessed. I am walking in the blessings of the Lord. Amen. And though the cupboards are empty, and though there's no cattle in the stalls, and though there's no crops in the field, yet I will rejoice. David said, I've been young and now I'm old, but I have never seen the righteous forsaken. Because God is a God who will bless. But the trouble is we don't see it. And because we don't see it, we don't believe it. And you know, I say that all the time. You know the old saying, seeing is believing. That is not what the Word of God teaches. The Word of God teaches just the opposite. Believing is seeing. Amen? But we have this, well, when I see it, I'll believe it. You know, I just don't see it right now. Just my family's struggling. I just don't see it. I don't see it. And I don't believe it. You got to start believing. Look, start looking at the Word of God. And when we can start looking at the Word of God and we can start seeing it in the Spirit, and not just seeing it in the Spirit, but believing it and calling it and walking around acting like it, amen, I'm blessed. I'm going to tell you something. You will release the power of God in your life, and you will release blessings in your life. God wants to bless you. He's already blessed you. We read that. He's done it. But the enemy doesn't want you to know that. He doesn't want you to act like you're blessed. He doesn't want you to walk around like you're blessed. He doesn't want you to live that way. He wants you to live in poverty. He wants you to live in defeat. He wants you to live in despair. He wants to keep us beat down. We are the people of God. And folks, we are overcomers. Amen? We are overcomers. Say, I'm an overcomer. Hallelujah. And overcomers are blessed in the kingdom of God. We're a blessed people. Now, I'm not saying you're going to have everything you want in life. I'm not talking about that. God don't talk about that either. But God has promised to meet your needs. God has promised to see you through. And he never says you won't go through stuff, but he does say you'll go through it. He does say you'll get on the other side of it. Amen? So we do walk through valleys, but God gets us through them. God brings us through them. The children of Israel, when they walked in the wilderness, were so blessed, and all they did was complain. They complained from the time they left Egypt until they got to the promised land. They grumbled and they complained, and God must have been like, you know, what do I have to do? I'm sending manna. They get up every morning and they got loaves of bread laying on the ground all around, you know. And I send the quail that come and give them meat to eat so that they're just not eating bread. I bring water out of rocks. The Bible says that the soles of their shoes never wore out in 40 years of walking across the wilderness. Their clothes did not run bare and thin. God blessed them. And they just, why? Because all they could see was the desert. All they could see was the barren land. All they could see was the problem. All they could see was the enemy. That's all they could see. And those things were there. I'm not saying they were not there. But that's all they saw, and they didn't see God. And they didn't understand the promise of his word. Amen? Say, I am blessed. So you have to start. So what do I need to do? You got to start seeing in the Spirit. You got to start telling yourself every day, I'm blessed. Quit saying I'm defeated, I'm sinking, I'm not going to make it, I'm sick. Quit saying that. Quit talking that way. Get up tomorrow morning and say, we're blessed. Amen. I'm blessed today in the name of Jesus. I'm an overcomer today in the name. I'm going to have a good day by the power of the Word of God today. And I don't care what the devil says. I don't care what he does. I'm blessed in the Lord. Put this verse on your refrigerator, somewhere on your mirror where you see it every day. You have been blessed with all spiritual blessings. That God has blessed you. But But the enemy, if we keep letting the enemy keep that hidden from us and walking in that lie, we'll never reach that point of learning how to be blessed. And I know we're all guilty of it, because it's an easy thing to get caught up in all the stuff that's swirling around you and let it overwhelm you. We cannot do that. We have to walk around with the knowledge and knowing that we are blessed. Now I want to read this one more verse and I'm going to stop and we're going to pray. This is the verse that really hit me. This is what this little verse I'm fixing to read is. I read it this week and it just, because we don't do this. This is something Paul commanded the church at Ephesus to do. He said, this is what I want you to do. After telling them they've been blessed, right? In the first chapter, this is Paul's letter to the church at Ephesus. He said, I want you to know you're blessed. But then closing the letter at the end of chapter 6, he's giving some instructions to the church at Ephesus. And he says, here's what I want you to do. I want you to pray passionately in the Spirit. This is after he told them about the armor of God. He says, I want you to pray passionately in the Spirit as you constantly intercede with every form of prayer at all times. Then he said this, I want you to pray the blessings of God upon all his believers. Boy, that hit me this week. I want you to pray the blessings of the Lord over your brothers and sisters in the Lord. I want you to pray the blessings of the Lord over your brothers and sisters in Christ. I want you to speak the blessings of the Lord over those around you, reminding them that they're blessed. Amen? So he tells us we're all blessed, but then he says, let's remind each other we're blessed. Let's pray and speak blessings over one another and break that power of the enemy that's coming against the children of God. Let's ask Daniel, if you come back to the keyboard. There are people today, God wants to touch your life. And he wants to minister to you, and he wants to break that off of you where the enemy has been trying to tell you you're not blessed and you're defeated. He wants to break that off of you because that's the opposite of what God's word says. Amen? I want you to stand together. I'm going to have some people come and pray over you the blessings of the Lord. And if you feel like this morning the enemy has been robbing you and your family of the blessings of the Lord, it's been robbing your finances, been stealing from you, been robbing from your health, been attacking your mind, stealing your peace, stealing your joy, and you just haven't felt, let's just be honest, because I like it that way. I like it when we're just honest with God. You just say, I just hadn't felt real blessed. To be honest, I felt a little beat up. We've all been there. But you need to know you're blessed this morning and you want the blessings of God released in your life.